Church family, or Let's Talk Ministry. I'm going to be reading out of the book of Philippians today, Philippians chapter 3. It's kind of fun as you think back through the book of Philippians, just reminding you that it's been probably 30 years since Paul's conversion, since Paul met Jesus. So I wonder, as he looks back, how much of his life has been transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit and the gospel, the truth that he now can recall and process, and then allow the Holy Spirit to become part of his life and give him the power to make the changes. Chapter 3, you pick it up, and I don't know what your subtitle might say. It might say something like righteousness through faith in Christ. It might say straining toward the goal. That's two ways you could describe chapter 3, both of those ways I've looked at through the ESV Bible. And so it's fun for us to be able to have those subtitles. I think it'd be really neat for you, again, to just put some notes in your Bible, thinking about this paragraph. I'm going to use the last paragraph, straining towards the goal. As you look at the beginning, Paul's going to encourage this group at Philippi not to put any confidence in the flesh, but to live their life by faith. And then as he finishes this chapter, he reminds them that he hasn't already attained this, that he is pressing on towards a goal, forgetting what is behind, straining towards what's in front of him. And then the verse that kind of is a verse that I've been thinking about is the verse 20, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so actually somebody sent me that verse beginning of the week, and I've been thinking about citizenship, my citizenship. Our citizenship should be lived out day to day as we are members of heaven. And I know that's a really nice little phrase to say. And so I got this verse from a friend on Monday. And so I've been trying to think every day, what does it look like for me not to be overwhelmed, concerned, burdened by the things that are going on in this world, because my citizenship is in heaven. Not to worry about the cost, and not to worry about who does what and who says what and what's happening here and what's happening there. But my citizenship is in heaven. And it's been actually kind of fun for me just to think about that. So as I go about my day, as you know, I like to read what's going on in the world that we live in, but I don't want that what I've read to overwhelm me or to burden me or to add extra weight to my life. But I want to be aware of what's going on. But the bottom line, these last couple of days since I got this verse, was okay, where's my citizenship? My citizenship is not here. I love Highlands County. I love Sebring, Florida. I love watching the deer and the turkey, but this is not my home. I'm just passing through. And it's really hard to live that way. It's nice to think about it, but it's very difficult. It's almost, it's not impossible, but it is difficult to stop and think, okay, look, what I'm doing today is an opportunity for me to see the lies of the world, love my Heavenly Father, and say, okay, look, this is not the best place for me. And so I'm not sure where you're going to go today. I'm not sure what's going on in your life. But maybe one way that you can apply this is just a great reminder, this is the worst it's going to be for us. And so don't lock into value and strength and hope because you live in America. I'm looking out my window because I live in Cameron Point. I mean, my life is really good. Nope. My life is good because I knew who my Father is, and my home is not this place. I'm just passing through, and I want to live that way. So, Father, help us today. There are a lot of things going on in our lives. There's things that can overwhelm us. There's burden that are in front of us. But, Father, we want to follow you well in the world that we live. So give us the strength and the wisdom to do that for your glory. Allow us to be in this world, but not of this world, to be reminded that our citizenship is in heaven. And may we have a longing to bring as many people, talk to as many people as possible, to tell them, hey, this is pretty cool, but it's not where life is found. It's not where true hope is found. So, Father, move in our lives for your glory. It's your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.